It was standing room only yesterday as about 500 people turned out to voice their concerns to Army leaders about possible cuts at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. The Army is hosting 30 listening sessions across the country as the Pentagon considers where to make reductions. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, officials from nearby cities like Tacoma and Lacey, representatives from the Chambers of Commerce, even the local power company turned out to protest the potential cuts. Many speakers told Army officials that JBLM is part of a long-term partnership. Governor Inslee says the state has created programs that support soldiers and their families in transition and provides academic credit for military service. Lakewood Deputy Mayor Jason Whalen told Army leaders the city has invested heavily in the lives of active duty troops. And he says the Army shouldn't waste that investment.
Please know that we support the troops and we urge the military leadership to now support our community. We hope that the Seahawks will soon demonstrate that the true patriots are here in the Northwest. And we hope by our presence here today that you clearly get the fact that we are your 12th man and woman here to support our military. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Others argue that cutting the force in the Northwest doesn't make sense strategically, given the military shift to focus on the Pacific Rim. The cuts, as proposed, would eliminate up to 90,000 positions worldwide. For Joint Base Lewis-McChord, that could mean up to 11,000 soldiers and civilians out of work. The base has more than 27,000 active-duty soldiers and 13,000 civilians. The Army is reducing the size of the force because of the drawdown in the Middle East and the federal budget cuts known as sequestration. Officials at JBLM say the cuts will likely happen this fall after a decision by the Army in late summer. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.